This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the deep state is in a panic because Jeff Sessions resigned, putting now Whitaker in charge as the acting attorney general, bypassing Rod Rosenstein, who was, of course, the deep state cover agent. In fact, Jeff Sessions himself was the cover agent for obstructing the release of critical documents from the DOJ and the FBI that will expose the serious treasonous crimes of deep state operators under the Obama administration. The deep state's panic now, and they're calling for Whitaker, the now acting attorney general, to recuse himself just like Jeff Sessions did. You see, that was the tactic that they used on Sessions. They obviously had some kind of dirt on Jeff Sessions, and they got him to recuse himself from basically running the entire DOJ for 2 years. And so the minute Jeff Sessions was confirmed, he announced, "I'm recusing myself," which put Rod Rosenstein, however you pronounce it, in charge. And Rosenstein has been covering up all the crimes of the left ever since. Well, Whitaker has said that he will not recuse himself. And of course, Schumer and others on the left are decrying that, saying, oh no, he has to recuse himself. He's a conservative, and no conservatives can be allowed to actually exercise power. Basically, this is the position of the left, that if a conservative is elected to the presidency or is appointed or confirmed to the Supreme Court or running the DOJ, that conservative can never be allowed to actually exercise power. And this is why the Democrats now are saying they're going to impeach Kavanaugh, if you can believe that. They're going to try to impeach a Supreme Court justice. Can you imagine the outcry if conservatives tried to impeach Ginsburg, for example? Who, by the way, just fell down and broke her ribs, apparently. So she's in the hospital. But can you imagine if the GOP said, no, we're going to impeach Ruth Bader Ginsburg? The left would go insane. But that's exactly what they're trying to do to Kavanaugh. As a side note, can you imagine what's going to happen if Ginsburg, you know, God bless her, if she ends up being killed by the medical professionals in the hospital? Because they do that to people, you know, they do that. In fact, she was hospitalized years ago for having a side effect. I think it was a side effect of the chemotherapy. She's gone through several rounds of chemo. They've already poisoned her. Doctors kill people all the time because they're atrocious. And, you know, if Ginsburg really wanted to have better health, she should call me. I'd be happy to help her live longer and protect her health from the doctors. But sadly, she won't do that because I'm a Kavanaugh supporter, probably. But if the hospital kills her, and or if she retires or whatever reason she leaves the Supreme Court, can you imagine the total insanity of the left if Trump gets a third Supreme Court nominee? I mean, the eruption of lunacy and violence will just be so far off the charts, you won't even recognize America. But that could happen. That's actually in the realm of possibility at this point. Although, you know, we never hope anything bad toward Ginsburg. We hope that she stays healthy and is treated well by her doctors, we would hope. You know, no matter what her politics, you know, we want people to be healthy and live long, happy lives. But if she were to go, oh my God, the left would go insane. So, I mean, anything can happen. But anyway, back to the deep state. They are going insane trying to cover up everything at this point. And every action that Trump takes or that Whitaker takes now in the DOJ is going to be denounced by the left-wing media, denounced by Schumer, denounced by Pelosi, you know, Mad Maxine, everybody. The default position of the left is that conservatives can never be allowed to have power. Even if they win elections, those elections must be immediately branded illegitimate. Oh, and speaking of illegitimate elections, the Democrats in Florida are now trying to steal the vote in Florida. All of a sudden, thousands of ballots are appearing out of nowhere in trunks of cars and the back of cargo trucks. And just, wow, look, thousands of ballots that all happen to vote for the Democrat. Isn't that amazing? They're going to steal that election. It's underway right now. Don't be surprised if if the recount just flips the whole thing for the Democrats, both the Senate seat as well as the governor. I mean, maybe they'll get Gillum elected if they can, if they find enough votes. Believe me, Democrats do this all the time. How do you think Al Franken ever became a senator? Oh, they found a few thousand votes for Al Franken. What do you know? Somebody misplaced them in the trunk of a car. Just amazing how that works. Yeah, Democrats really wouldn't have any power if it wasn't for voter fraud or election fraud. And they're the ones who claim to have the only legitimate power, even though they more often than not gain power through fraud. So we're really at a crossroads in this country. We've come to realize, all of us who are true Americans, we've come to realize that leftists, they're incompatible with civil society. They cannot coexist with anybody else in a democracy or a constitutional republic. They do not recognize the outcomes of elections unless they win those elections. And they will do anything to gain power, including running lunatic, violent mobs through the streets to protest everything they don't like. Democrats are dangerous to society, and they are not civil. They are the ones pushing violence, and they are the ones pushing, you know, fraud, and they are the ones who are the bigots and the racists. And they're just reprehensible, shameless, lawless. The things that they do to try to win elections are just so far out of bounds, completely immoral and unethical. And the fact that they continue to get votes from anybody in America is just shocking to me. How can people vote for Democrats? And the only answer is they don't know what Democrats do. They don't know the truth about Democrats, and the independent media is censored. And the mainstream media lies to people. CNN was lying like crazy today, saying that Jim Acosta never touched that White House intern at the press briefing. They said that all the videos that show him touching that intern are, quote, doctored videos. They're not doctored. Just straight up video of him shoving her arm away and manipulating her arm and throwing her off balance a little bit. I mean, it wasn't an assault, but it was definitely touching her without her permission. If that woman had been a Democrat, and if Jim Acosta had been, let's say, Tucker Carlson, it would have been called a gang rape. Believe me. But because it was Jim Acosta that was like karate chopping this girl's arm, and because it was a White House intern who works for Trump, the mainstream media says, oh no, he never even touched her. That's a conspiracy theory. Just like they say, there's no caravan coming to America from Honduras. That it's an imaginary caravan, doesn't exist, they say. Really? That's funny, because CNN reported on the caravan for a couple of weeks before they decided, oh, that we should bury this news. Wow, the media is so dishonest. They're such liars. They lie about everything. They literally just flat out lie to the public and fabricate their own false reality by claiming that the truth isn't real. It's amazing. CNN is not a media organization. CNN is an activism propaganda branch of the DNC. That's it. And frankly, the press passes should be yanked from everybody at CNN. They shouldn't be allowed into the White House ever again. They should be yanked out of the airports and just ignored by everybody. CNN is a joke. They're not engaged in real news at all. Don't even pretend to anymore. It's just crazy. So watch for things to get even more crazy as the deep state now pulls out all the stops to try to protect itself from being exposed and to protect its members from being indicted and prosecuted. That could be happening soon too. Stay up to date by watching videos at brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com. And also reading articles at naturalnews.com. God bless America. Pray for us all. Hard times are coming. Chaotic times, I should say. Thanks for listening today.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.